Super Mega Junior is the best in the world. Ooh, it's a new show. Actually, it's not, but it's...
Hold on.
Super Mega Junior coming at you live.
No, it's...
Oh, it's not, good. Keep going.
Super Mega Junior is the best show in town. Mm-hmm. Super Mega Junior, these two are a couple of clowns. Ah.
Okay, we gotta record that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good. You know, I was thinking to myself last night.
The As name. You do.
I do sometimes. The name of Super Mega Junior.
Dang.
Why didn't we just call it Super Mini Show? That makes more sense. What if we changed it? Do you like that name?
What if we changed it again?
Do you like that name?
Yeah, Super Mega Show and then Super Mini Show.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
It's catchy. And then
we might have to change it again.
When we tell people, hey, go check out the Super Mini Show on Patreon, they'll know exactly what it is.
Yeah.
I see a lot of people going, what the heck is Super Mega Junior?
Okay, Super Mini Show, maybe.
Luke's going to be so mad at us.
He doesn't have to do much, does he?
Just has to change the names on 19 episodes.
Well,
but
it takes less than 10 minutes, right? Okay, it probably takes about really 10 slow. To 15 minutes.
Patreon's page, I don't know what's up with their coding on this website, but it's very slow.
Well, welcome to the people who pay money to support us. Thank you.
Yeah.
And welcome. We're here talking.
Welcome to Super Mini Show, everybody. I like that name a lot.
Welcome to the Super Mini Show, the Super Mini Cast.
Well, we did have that.
Yeah.
So it makes sense, you know? Super Mini Cast was fun. We have like 20 episodes of that, I think. See, okay, if you guys are new to the Patreon or just want more content, we have like almost 700 things on here going back to 2019. And we had
more like 7 billion.
That's false advertising.
We're close.
It's 6.8 billion. So I guess it's close. But Super Mini Cast was fun. It was just like a mini version of Super Mega Cast that was exclusive for Patreon, and we used different topics. So you should go look that up. It's in the collections tab, which I need to update all those collections. But yeah, Super Mini Show is here to save the day. We were just, you know, we took a little break after we did the Super Mega Show episode. We ate a little canned tuna. With our hands because we're out of spoons. And then the water was turned off. The faucet doesn't work, so we were, you know, our hands, you know, a lot of tuna juice on them. But it's not a big deal. Luckily, you guys can't smell it through the screen. But just imagine, I guess.
Yeah.
Or maybe if you're watching this while tripping on magic mushrooms or something, if you imagine it, you really feel like you can smell it. I feel like...
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know what you're saying. If you actually, if you're on psychedelics right now while watching this, something that you need to keep in mind.
Can we buy a PlayStation 5 for the company?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
I was just going to say, though, that everyone does have bugs in their internal organs and under their skin, but they usually don't hatch unless psychedelics can actually, the chemicals can trigger those eggs to hatch, so you have the bugs under your skin. So just keep that in mind. But that's just all I wanted to say. Are you calling the PlayStation man? Who are you calling? I see.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
What?
The person you're trying to reach is not available.
The PlayStation man.
Yeah, why did the PlayStation man not pick up?
maybe I should try FaceTiming the PlayStation.
Yeah, FaceTime the PlayStation man. This is okay. Ridiculous. He's supposed to pick up on the first ring.
Yeah,
he promised.
I don't understand it.
Only if we use the PlayStation 5 for streams. You have games you want to play?
Yeah, sure.
Nice. Sure. Why do you want a PlayStation?
There's games we can play.
Why do you want a PlayStation 5 for the office? What game?
For streaming and recording and stuff.
Are they still super expensive? The PlayStation man is just kind of... He hasn't responded to my text either recently.
Yeah.
What is happening, dude? Whoa!
PlayStation man is unavailable?
Can you record a message? They have that feature now where you can record a...
Can you record it for me? I get kind of shy.
Listen up, PlayStation man. Your ass is grass. Wow, I look really weird in this camera. Is this how I normally look? Your ass is grass, mister. You need to answer our calls, otherwise you're legally gay. Can I say that? Is that...
I guess, yeah.
All right. Anyway, we just wanted to buy a PlayStation 5, and we need your authority to do that, mm-hmm. whatever.
We do.
He has to notarize it or whatever. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, call us back as soon as you get this, because we miss you, and we need your help. So.
Ooh. Speaking of, I got to renew the registration. Oh, whoops.
What registration?
For the Xbox. And we need to remember when we get the PlayStation, we need to buy get it registered and probably get some insurance.
Yeah, we definitely need insurance.
It's illegal to play a video game without it being registered, the console.
Or insured. Well, it's like, I guess it's not illegal to play without insurance, but you'll get ticketed heavily if they catch you. Yeah. You know?
Well, 100% illegal to play without it being registered.
Yeah, it has to be registered.
It has to be registered to the state. You have to buy it, and then some places, like Best Buy, will help you register it with the state.
Yeah.
Other times, other stores, because like, they have the Geek Squad. Other stores like Walmart, you'll have to set it up yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Geek Squad is great. I love the geeks. The geeks are fantastic. They help us out. We've had a couple geeks here in the office come help us set up some technology stuff.
Yeah, we have.
A couple of pretty sweet geeks. And also, like, if you guys were part of the sticker club for the second month, you got that Super Mega Freak Squad sticker. So that makes you a certified freak.
Hell yeah.
You know?
Certified.
Mm-mm.
No.
Oh, but that'll be next month's sticker. The Super Mega Certified Pedophile sticker. Pedophile Squad.
A car bumper.
I'm going to get like a bumper sticker for Sticker Club that says, "Keep honking. I'm a pedophile."
Keep honking? What? Keep honking. I'm a pedophile.
Now I want to design that, and you know, do you think the company we order stickers from would reject that design? They'd be like, "Huh."
Well, first, just to test the waters, we should order a ancient Native American symbol. See if they'll do that for us, which they should, because it's an ancient Native American symbol.
That is a good test, because if we do the ancient Native American symbol, and that one's cool. I mean, we could put that on the pedophile bumper sticker, too.
They go hand in hand, typically.
You know, you could just put that Native American symbol.
Not the Native American symbol.
No, I would say...
The thing that it became goes hand in hand with pedophiles.
Yes.
Not...
No, I'm not associating Native American stuff with pedophiles at all.
The Native American people. They're known to be pedos.
They're pedophiles. They're child diddlers.
Imagine like Elon Musk gets in a fight with like an entire like just
like
indigenous
tribe.
Population, like tribe over like land, because he wants to build like a shuttle program there.
Like a SpaceX factory.
They're not letting him, so he just starts on like fucking Twitter just going, "They're all pedophiles." Everyone knows Native Americans are all pedophiles.
Everybody knows this Native American tribe is pedophiles. Dude,
I mean, that's how he handles beef with people.
Calls them pedophiles.
I
liked when a reporter asked him to comment on, what was it? They asked him to like comment on why he called that one guy a pedophile. And he was like, "Why are you defending a pedophile?" And then like walked off or some shit. Elon's so fucking epic, dude. Dude, he also, holy shit. He put out a hilarious tweet the other night after the debate between Biden and Trump.
Was it footage of him being assassinated on stage?
No, that's gonna come sometime in August. We can't give away the time travel shit that we've seen.
How come they have to like, they have to do all this like assassination stuff with the cool people,
right? I saw a tweet that was like, I showed you the video when Elon comes out on stage at the Tesla shareholders event.
He goes,
he's jumping up and down. He's trying to dance and be silly. Luke, can you roll that clip? Actually,
I fucking hate him.
And I saw this quote retweet that was like, imagine you have your the assassination like headshot lined up perfectly, and this guy does this. I'd be so mad. Imagine like you're like, this is finally the perfect example, and he runs and starts jumping, and it's like, God, like, damn it,
fuck. God, he's so cringe.
No, he's not.
And he's a shitty person.
He put out a great tweet, though, after the debate, and he said, what was it? It was like, one thing's for sure, tonight is a great night for memes. Or some shit like that. He put out one of those classic, like...
The thing is, he doesn't understand memes. He doesn't know how to be funny.
He's doesn't. The meme lord.
He doesn't. I hate that he's like... I don't know how he did it, but he's tricked so many fucking buffoons to think that he's, like, fucking hip and cool.
What it really is because he, on Twitter and stuff, because he, quote-unquote, owns the libs...
just being an asshole.
That makes people think that this guy's awesome, so it makes him funny, like, to them. They think that anything he says, even if they don't find it funny, their brain makes them think it's funny. They're like, this guy's funny. What if that's the case with us? It's not. No. It's not.
You know, do as Jesus did. Make fun of people who don't have as good of a position in life.
Mm-hmm.
And make their life harder.
Yep.
And make it so that violent attacks... could potentially go up because of the targeted hate and that this subject matter is provided right now.
You could say that again, Brofist, man.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, imagine
what a fucking Chad.
Imagine if... I'm just imagining. Today I'm announcing my vice president pick. It's Elon Musk.
He would definitely win. But
I don't think he could, though. He's not... He's not... Maybe the vice president doesn't have to be... national-born citizen.
They would have to be because they're the runner-up for president.
That's right. That's right.
Imagine that loophole.
Like they could install like just like someone that's like from a foreign adversary country.
Yeah.
They could install some like Moscow fucking dude that like basically works for Putin, and then the president steps down. He becomes president. Genius.
It just worries me with the state of like who we have, not necessarily who we have running our, well, yes, who we have running our country 100%. It's just like, it definitely feels, not that you and I are really ever gonna see what comes of it, but it just feels that we're being looked down upon by other countries. Not that we haven't already or anything like that.
No, you've actually got it wrong.
I think particularly Trump, it was kind of like a blowback for people in terms of who they're dealing with potentially in the White House. Yeah, but what about they're gonna have to give Biden diapers and stuff? Well, you think if he poops his pants in front of the French diplomats,
that would be legendary. But my dad actually told me you're dead wrong, because what he said was, "Son, Obama embarrassed us on the national stage by apologizing to Japan for the nuclear weapons we detonated on civilians and made us look weak. Trump has restored our image globally and makes us look strong."
I would ask your dad, what specifically has Trump done to make us look strong? Is it just his like his verbiage?
He doesn't give an F.
There's a ton of people who don't give an F.
Dude, look up. Have you heard about Project 2025? It's very scary.
Is that a AI thing?
No. It's like a 900-page playbook that is the plan for if Trump gets reelected, and basically it just outlines everything that they plan to achieve, and it's like
getting making medical care for women even
non-existent.
More, yeah,
and also gay marriage gone, pornography illegal, and
they're the ones that are watching all the gay porn.
Completely getting rid of the Department of Education, and also consolidating, the big thing is consolidating all of the power, basically cutting the legislative and judicial branches, like gutting their power, and consolidating all the power into the executive branch, so the president has almost complete, total control. Like he would be able to do whatever he wants without Congress's permission or anything. It would make
Do any of us remember that phrase that teachers ingrained into our heads about the branches of government? Did any of you know? Maybe put it in the comment section down below if you remember. Do you remember? Come on, man. Well, you know, branches of government. It's a system of
checks and balances.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah,
we don't need those.
That's
though.
The main. That's the like. That's what they drive home the most, dude, when you're learning about the branches of government and how our government works.
Sure. That? But if we have a leader that's as like efficient and, you know, like Donald Trump, we don't need the checks and balances because it's already fully balanced. He can, if we can consolidate his judgment power, because the judicial and legislative branches hold him back.
What is it about same-sex marriage? It's a religious,
it's gross
discussion,
it's
right?
Icky.
It's like a religious thing.
God defined marriage between a man and a woman.
So that's like
contraceptive,
church and state. Yeah. You know, so that's just getting in the way of that.
Oh, well, the big thing is also another objective is making Christian ideology taught in public schools.
Didn't they do that in like Illinois or something? There's some district with some I state, I thought, where it's like part of the curriculum is the Bible.
Yeah. And it's like also
which is fine for history, like in terms of like when you talk about it as if you're talking about Nordic religions.
Sure, sure, sure.
Like that's fine. Like if it's under like a religious studies.
But teaching a religion in public school
as if it were history, like, is ridiculous.
Go to like you there's that's why there are private Christian schools. But another thing is making taxpayer dollars fund private religious schools and organizations. And I suggest everyone look it up. It's
like
it's
private prisons?
Yes. Private prisons are fucking awesome. And by the way, we got to call that guy back about our investment in the one that's in Northern California because he basically wants to approve it.
Super mega town?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
But I don't want to announce that yet. But it's like a whole list of very scary things. They want to fully ban all contraceptives. And I don't know if that includes condoms, but
I don't, like, I guess a part of me is like these wicked people are doing all of these wicked things. So why are they making it harder? And why are they making it so the hammer's going to come down on them even harder when they do eventually and inevitably fuck up on these things that they also, quote unquote, do wrong? They yeah. see it as wrong. I don't believe it's wrong, like in terms of like same sex shit and all that stuff.
Pornography.
Like,
right? Also, pornography. Dude, fucking contraceptives, like banning contraceptives is fucking like birth control becoming
helping
illegal?
All those fucking politicians keep a happy marriage for sure, I bet.
Yeah. Also, like,
same with abortions.
Do you think it would really go well? I don't get it because if they want to consolidate power into the executive branch, what happens when there's a Democrat president next? Then they're gonna want to change the rules again. It's like, he's a dictator.
I mean, each and every, right? Like every 4 years, if there is a switch between Democratic and Republican, they usually do. There's usually at least one big swing the other takes when it comes to policy.
Yes, and I feel like something else that if this were to play out, I feel like term limits might be something that would go whoop. I feel like,
you know, that's the first step.
Mm-hmm. Term limits would, that's on like the fascism checklist, right? Mm-hmm. Of like things. We've already hit several of them, but yeah.
We're already like getting, what is it? One of them is also, and the thing is, I know that it's a lot more complicated, but because I'm about to talk about like media and news and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that, of course, there are agendas at play. There's a lot of money put into the entertainment industry, which also is just, with the news, you know, news
right,
and
right,
entertainment
right.
are like this. And it's like ratings and viewership, so I get it. But instilling an overall sense of like, ooh, I need to check my sources, or ooh, I need to go read another an article. Like, that's fine. But stifling this this inherent disbelief in all news, unless it's coming from like the source, which in this case would be Trump and Trump's team.
Right, right, right.
I'm, you know,
discrediting media. Like,
yeah.
Which, okay, there is a lot of news and media that is not to be trusted, but like, I think it's good to be skeptical, and I think it's good to
see. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's good to be skeptical.
Like, don't believe
when you read one story, go to another.
Yeah.
There are different news sources for a reason, because there are, even though they're supposed to be unbiased, there are inherent biases that reporters and the agencies and like the money being put in, they do have an effect on the story being told.
Right.
So like, it's best to read, what's the old, not an old adage, but it's, you'll hear one story from someone else, you'll hear the same story from another person, but it'll have a completely different connotation or tone.
Right.
Whereas, for example, let's say two friends get into a fight because one friend said something that they thought was like very jokingly, but the other friend took offense.
Right, right, right.
And because they placed animosity on those person's words that wasn't there or something like that. There's like two sides to a story.
Sure.
So you gain context by gaining more information. And sure, when you're listening to the other side of a story, you may not be getting the full truth, but you'll be able to pick apart the midline kind of information and story.
Yes.
Which is why it's important to read different articles from different news sources, because there is an inherent bias, yes, but you can ultimately not find the 100% truth, but ultimately at least find what's going on and where you lie on the matter.
Yeah, yeah. And that's just there's like a checklist of like early warning signs of like fascism. That's one of them. And then I forgot the other awesome thing they want to do is get rid of like the EPA and pull us out of any like climate deals or whatever, but also remove like regulations on private companies, like oil companies
for
and
business,
stuff.
Yeah.
So there would be no regulations, like environmental regulations. There would be no regulations on, because like regulations exist for a reason. Because it's like if a private company is pumping fucking pollution like huge into the ocean or the sky or whatever,
even to a smaller scale, there are regulations put on a fucking shed in someone's backyard. Like it needs to be put into, like it needs to be up to snuff, up to code.
Yeah,
and there's a reason for that, and a lot of it is safety.
Right.
With that, it's more like physical safety of the people within the house, which is like a family of 3 to 5 potentially. Who knows? This is the safety of millions of people, because it's the ocean.
Well, no, it's the whole world. It's billions.
How about this? Billions of lives just because of the ocean, like the ocean's ecosystem in
the sky
as well. Yeah.
Also, increase Arctic drilling, which I'm in favor of.
Amen.
Anyway, it's literally like everything that you could think that's like wicked and evil. It's like, all right, we'll do it.
When you give too much power to like one person and you don't have someone else that can like check them, it's like they can just do whatever they want.
And that's how you end up
with
Russia.
I'm ending it now.
What?
I'm ending the super mini show now.
What?
Yep. I have full power. Try to check me.
Luke, do not end the episode
right now.